Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.
Under that radar.
It's very interesting. They keep switching it around. I'm like, wow, it's busy this morning.
It was so weird today. I wake up and I'm in the shower and I hear this noise and I'm like, it kind of like a rumbling. And I'm like, is somebody awake walking across the house?
Is there a giant in my house?
And it was thunder. How weird is
thunder
that?
Thunder snow.
It was so bizarre.
Thunder slush is what we got right now. Winter weather advisory and a flood watch through late this morning. That means early ice and rain mix for now, at least, you know, between Avondale and downtown. In my experience, it was mostly slush and then rain steady at times as the morning wears on. We'll see a high around 47 today. And right now it's 34 at Cincinnati's Q102. So Lady Gaga and her fiance broke up. Does that mean Lady Gaga is with Bradley Cooper now? So we've got that story coming up. Also, Jussie Smollett's role on Empire. Will he continue with the show? And the best movie soundtracks of all time. So a bunch of little stuff to get you caught up on. Jen is taking the day off today because Jacob is sick and his dad is sick. And so Team Jacob is down this morning. So she's covering him while we cover you. Lady Gaga this morning.
Yep, it looks like Lady Gaga is single again. She's going to go to the Oscars this weekend, but she's going to be flying solo.
I like how you emphasize the again.
Well, because I just really want her to be in a successful relationship because I, of course, love her so much.
You want her to be happy.
I do, and I feel like she's just so married to the craft that it's hard for her to be able to dedicate any time to another human being.
Right.
But her and her fiance, Christian, have broken up. There was some speculation, I guess, moving into the Grammys, because when she was at the Grammys, Christian wasn't there. She didn't have her engagement ring on. She didn't thank him in her acceptance speech. So it looks like those two have been split for a while, and it's finally been confirmed.
This was her second fiance that they parted ways, because it was the guy from that NBC.
Chicago Fire.
Yeah.
He was hot. Very good looking. So she's on the market again. And a lot of people are speculating. They're like, oh, maybe it's because her and Bradley Cooper are getting together. But there's nothing really there, I guess. He has a girl, a girlfriend and a child with this woman.
Other than that passion they share when they sing that song together.
Right.
That's it.
Mm. And I guess a lot of people have been going to his girlfriend's Instagram. Her name's Irina. And saying, dump Bradley. He needs to be with Lady Gaga. So now they're harassing her in this situation. Let them just be together. Calm down, people.
Also this morning, while police continue to investigate what really happened to Jussie Smollett in Chicago last month, Jussie's role in Empire is being cut back. The show is currently filming the last few episodes of season 5, and Jussie's scenes have reportedly been slashed from the script. No changes will be made to episodes that have already been shot, though, so you'll see a few where it will appear normal, but in subsequent episodes after that, you will see less of him. Meanwhile, there's now talk that police are investigating whether Jussie sent that threatening letter to himself, too.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a show that I was super hot and into for a very long time, and now it just seems like it's going to be ending soon, in my opinion,
It's kind of cycled itself out. Yeah.
Yeah. Because it's how many times can they lose the empire and build it back up?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.